The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Well, welcome to The Drop with Angie and Chelsea. This is interesting.
I'm Angie.
I'm Chelsea. I'm Brian's wife.
Yeah, and I'm Frank's, you know, whatever.
The other half.
The other half, yes. So how's it going?
It's going. It's been a week.
Oh, yeah. It's been a week, man. It's been a week.
Yeah, for sure. Working those 60-hour, you know, work weeks is pretty tough.
Yeah. And then coming back from the show, I'm just tired. I can't keep up.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, a lot of drinks. It was good.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. I don't come out and hang out anymore.
I know. I asked about you. I was like, where is she? So I had to hang out with Brian's mom.
Did you?
Yeah. She's always a good time, though.
She always holds down the fort for me when I'm not around. So.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yep. All right. So... what are we doing? Have you tried this out before?
Nope, never. It's the first.
Yeah. Frank tried to do a podcast with the kids, and he's all, look, it's not that easy, is it?
No, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Brian was like, you guys should text each other and see what you guys are going to talk about. And I'm like, yeah, but what do we talk about?
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, there's the show that happened this last weekend. It was a lot of fun. But can I say a bold statement?
Go for it.
The grass was really cool.
Was it? Yeah. Was the weather good?
The pools were good. I liked it. It was cool. Like, we didn't get to the pool until Sunday, and I made sure I made a point of that. But the weather was really good. It was... I don't know. It was so nice to be back.
Did you guys have pina coladas by the swimming pools?
No, it was just me, Frank, and Donald. Like, no one was just with us. And we seriously only spent like 10 minutes there because we're like, all right, we got to go. But the pool was cool. It was 67 degrees, so it was kind of cold, but it was nice.
I saw somebody post a picture of the grass and like there was just like dark clouds everywhere. And I was like, wow. Yeah.
It was coming, but it didn't hit until we left. So we were just rolling out. Funny story, me and Frank, we were going to have to take two trips to go load up the car from the room and stuff. And so we're like, okay, so and then move the car closer so we can get the second trip. So we go down there, bring our first trip, luggage, all that, whatever. And then he's all right, hey, let's go. So we start driving off and I'm like, okay, we're going home. We're cool. Cool. Like, get to the gas and wall. We didn't get the rest of our luggage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had to go back. So we left there twice, but it was cool.
You guys are hot messes all the time, but I love it.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. Yeah. So, yeah. Me and Frank, perfect fit. We just.
You guys are perfect. Absolutely perfect for each other.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a lot of fun.
You guys were at the show, and I decided to take my grandfather to the air show, so I spent that time with him.
That's really cool.
I told Brian, I was like, this is probably the last time I'll be able to take him, so this is really important for me to do this. And he said, nope, go for it. And yeah, it was amazing.
That's awesome. That's
I got super burnt.
And did you get something else, too, on your arm? Is that brand new?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's cool. Oh, I guess yeah, you can kind of see us backwards, but...
That's cool.
Yeah, I had my papa write me up something, and I had it tattooed, I think, like, last week on me, so...
That's really cool.
Always have something with me. something. Yeah. I'll always have them with me. So it was really, it was a cool time. So I haven't shown them yet, though. I don't think I'm going to. I don't think.
No, you're not?
No, I don't think he's going to be too happy about it, but.
Oh, that's how Frank's mom was, but now he's just. It. Now he just goes, I don't care, I'm showing all of it.
Is he still going to tattoo his head?
Yeah, that's for the divorce episode.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, if I get enough drinks, I've actually said maybe. Like, so that's closer than it was the big old hell no, but yeah. So I'm getting there.
You're not tattooed, huh? Or no. Tatted up, no?
I don't see me doing that. Too much of a commitment.
I wasn't like big on it, and then everybody's like, you'll be addicted to it, and I'm actually already in the process of talking to the girl about doing my animal arm.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, I'll be like,
so you go from animals, one, and then you're gonna go to a
here
sleep.
We go, here we go.
That's cool.
Not too
that's
crazy cool. with it. Like, I want it to look like, I still want it to look like where I'm still covered, like, and I don't look like, if I'm at work, I don't want to be all like tatted up and stuff, but yeah,
it's not a problem for work. Like, they don't
no, they don't care. I have my store managers completely like full arms, sleeves, legs and all that. They don't care, but just for me, I think it's just like, still want to look normal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. I know, I was ready.
Oh,
but I was,
oh,
like,
we got busted. Oh, we got busted. Okay, hold on. We're done.
Bye.
Bye.
That worked better.
Yeah, those two, am I right?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm just here trying to record the 100th episode. Welcome to the 100th episode of The Drop of Frank and Brian.
We made it.
We did it. We're here. Yeah. I don't know what all that other stuff was about. We'll figure that out later.
I was like, what if one of the cameras stopped recording?
That'd be hilarious. Here. There we go. All right. But yeah, man, here we are. Episode 100.
Yes, we are here.
It's crazy that we are here in this moment. And so much has gone on since the last time we talked.
It felt like the last two episodes we were just kind of crutching them along.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of how it felt.
To get to this point.
Yeah, but it worked out all right.
It did. And if people have questions, send us more questions.
Yeah, we need lots more questions.
You know what? I didn't take a mug.
You didn't take a mug. That's your fault.
I don't use mugs.
Yeah, that's okay. You're more of a tumbler cup kind of guy.
I'm more of a pink bridesmaid tumbler type guy.
Nice. I like that. That's cool. Well, I wonder what they were talking about. I guess we'll find out later, huh?
I'll know when I edit it.
Yeah, I know.
Because what we did shut the doors. We didn't listen.
No, we didn't listen to anything. That was all on them.
Yeah.
April Fool's, by the way. It is also April 1st.
Yes, and we're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. We're not here. Yet. We're here for the long haul. But not, yeah, man.
Not yet. So I don't know. How do you want to start this one?
We already started. We're rolling. This is the 100th episode.
Yep.
We've done this for almost 2 years now. And 2 years ago, it was us coming back from Indianapolis ready to start a podcast. Actually, we don't even think we were ready right at that moment. We were just sort of like gearing up towards the idea.
It's also weird because it's not the exact, it's like not 2 years since we've done it. It's 100 episodes.
100 episodes. But very, very close.
We're very close. So we decided to celebrate on the 100th episode versus the 2 year.
Yes. Yeah. So because we kind of celebrate. No, we didn't really celebrate it or anything. The 1 year thing, we just sort of acknowledged it. But getting to 100 episodes, that's a pretty big milestone.
That's a number.
That is a big number.
And that's technically we've done this is 101 because we did the pilot. True.
We have a pilot episode.
Yeah.
So here we are at 101 episodes.
And we haven't missed a week.
No.
I thought we were going to miss a week.
No, I know. To me, that is the most surprising, craziest thing, is we have been consistent for 100 episodes, 100 weeks.
Yeah.
Over 100 hours of talking. It's a lot of talking.
That is
a lot. What
the
hell did we talk about?
I don't know. So what was your, we'll do like a flash thing here. What was your favorite episode that you recorded?
Oh my gosh. Oh. You should have asked me that question earlier so I could write it down.
I told you to take notes.
I did take notes, but that's one note I didn't take.
Well, it's better that way. It's spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Man, I guess I don't know.
It's hard to say because Oliver's was up there. Panda's was up there.
Yeah.
They're all very unique in their certain way. But I think like the story of Panda getting his tattoo.
That was probably the peak of this whole thing.
Yeah. It's all downhill. That was the peak.
It definitely, the last two episodes were definitely downhill from there, but we managed. But no, yeah, the very first guest episode with Joey that we did,
yeah,
that we were experimenting with guests and that was really cool. Even way back to the very first episode was great because that was like we were coming back from Indianats and we were kind of talking about it. And we'd already been talking about it a lot previously, and then we get home and you're like, hey, try this. Just set up your camera. Get your microphone, put it on a long thing, and just try, see what happens.
Yeah.
And we did, and we made something, and we made that first episode. And that was, I think that was pretty cool. And then that went on for a while, and, like, in my head, I was just like, because, you know, previous to that, we're just, like, researching, you know, podcast episodes and what makes a good podcast and how long. And, I remember reading this one thing about if you can make it past 7 episodes.
Yeah.
Then you're doing pretty good. And I fixated on that. So that was like my very first goal was just get past that 7 episodes and see what happens. And then another great part to me was like when we first started, I really tried to still be that vlog guy, you know, with sunglasses on and like in that mode, you know. And so I think the next great thing was me kind of breaking out of that. It was around episode 20.
Yeah.
And I decided to take the sunglasses off and just put the regular glasses on and just be Frank.
It definitely helped out. It helped me out too, just because now I'm just talking to, I think it had just helped everything out because now we're just talking.
Yeah.
It's not like you feel like you have to put on a show almost at first because this is what this is.
Yeah. That's what I'm used to is just always being like a character on my videos.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not to say that's not who I am, because that's still who I am, but it's a more exaggerated person who I am.
But you know what? Even on your videos, it's been more natural.
This last time, I didn't wear my sunglasses the whole time.
Oh.
It got dark. I took them off, and I was vlogging like that. So I think that's some weird, you know, thing going on.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be better. I think you're going to actually, I think it's going to help you just be naturally in the moment. And not have to like turn anything on.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know, like for all these years, I was just emulating that Casey Neistat style. You know, it was purpose driven because, and it's still like I haven't actually like really gotten to editing the LST video, which was the first show that I used the Pocket to vlog with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what the disconnect is of looking at the screen.
Oh,
opposed
to
looking at the lens, because that's where that all stemmed from. The whole thing stemmed was from on these cameras, the viewfinder flips out to the side. So when I'm like pointing at things and framing things and talking to the camera, so I'm looking at the little screen, and that was the whole purpose of the sunglasses, was to still be engaged with the viewer, but still be able to like, you know, that's take care true. Of the other stuff. That so we'll see true. How it goes. I don't know. I could feel that disconnect, you know, but I have watched other people vlog with that. And I'm sure they're looking at the screen as well too. And it seems fine.
Yeah.
But well, hold on. I gotta change this camera again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. which is another thing, you know, with this camera. That's why I've been looking at new cameras, cause I'm tired of doing that. I always get jealous when we're recording with your equipment and it's your camera and everything. And it's just like this, like nice, like just one file, one audio file, you know?
Well, it'd be easier for me on my end. Yeah. But I was going to say we should set the pockets up and try to record with those.
I definitely want to do that. I just kind of wanted to go with this just for this episode because it is episode 100. It's what we know. It's like exactly what we have dialed. Exactly. We can maybe experiment on 101.
I think 101 next week when we'll dive into it early.
Yeah.
We'll go into it really early and just try it. That way if it does, something does is weird, we can just go back to it.
Go back again.
Yeah.
Which out of all this time, like we've actually had incidences happen. Roulette's when he was on the podcast and we lost that video file, you know.
Do you ever notice that all these are my fault? So the very first pilot episode, my audio was messed up.
That's right.
I've been the blurry 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I corrupted Roulette's card by taking it out without hitting stop. What else did I do?
I don't know.
What other problems did we have?
Well, in the beginning, it was like a lot of crackling and stuff on my audio. That was bad.
Yeah, we figured out that though. We had the three guest episodes with Seth, Joe.
Which sucks because those episodes were so good. I love Joe's episode, you know, talking to him and learning about his whole existence as a mini trucker and in the club and everything. And it was kind of a bummer that it was a little off, you know.
Yeah, but we figured that was a software issue.
It was a software issue.
We had too much of the aids on all at one time, and it was like conflicting with each other. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think we've done pretty good.
I think we've done really good. I want to be a little conceited and pat ourselves on the back because I mean, these episodes do take quite a bit of work to put together. Yeah. You know, between not only filming them and editing them, but reviewing them and cutting teasers and, you know, making sure, you know, that, like you've said, and I've felt it before, like gearing up that week, you're like, man, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But you like buck up and you just get in there and make it happen, you know? So
yeah.
And they're fun. First.
We also try not to talk to each other as much during the week.
Yeah.
Because we just talk to each other on here, which is, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Because we used to talk constantly. I mean, it has picked up lately, though, I think. We do a lot more talking.
Those are private
conversations.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. No, but it's like with baseball ramping up, I'm sure we'll be back into it, which I'm really excited for.
Oh, yeah, I'm super stoked about that, to watch.
Yeah, the Dodgers open up against, well, they've already kind of opened up. They had the South Korea game, but like they open up against St. Louis, which is an NL Central team.
Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, his debut. And I mean, it's pretty good, dude.
The Cubs are opening up against Texas. So, World Series champions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be an interesting year.
Yeah.
You guys are expected to do really good. And we're just the mediocre NL Central team that I hope surprises everybody.
How do you put it? Happy Cubs, or I forget how you refer to them. They're just like,
It's haphazardly.
Yeah.
Is that it? I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
It's just, but it's always fun when there's no expectations because it is what it is. Like if the Dodgers go and do not win first place this year, it'll be very disappointing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
the rate this is going, if they don't win a World Series, it's going to be very disappointing. Anyway,
see how the Diamondbacks do this year.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so I wanted to pat ourselves on the back first, and then I wanted to pat everybody who listens on the back. Like that's the next everybody. Like we have all of our friends who listen, and everybody who tunes in is like big thank you, big thank you.
And all the people that comment, and anyone that's listening that doesn't comment, go on the YouTube channel and comment. Throw a comment down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it really definitely helps us out. But a lot of people come up to the booth and say,
that's the coolest part to me. That is the coolest part to me, when we can travel all over and then people always come up to the booth and say, hey man, my favorite, I do really appreciate and enjoy like the people who like comment a lot and drop us questions and are always really proactive in interacting with all of the media that we create. But it's really, really cool when someone just like, you don't like, you know, obviously, you know, but like, they like out of left field, they go like, hey, I really enjoy the podcast. You're like, wow, you actually listen?
You listen to us?
Yeah. Yeah. That part like kind of trips me out.
Yeah.
That's the part that trips me out.
It's definitely been fun. How did the mugs do at the show?
I think we only have like three left.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they did really well. So we actually got to order some more.
Nice.
These mugs right here. Look at those. The drop. Another thing, like how the drop merch is like evolved, you know?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, for those wondering, like, we make this merch and, you know, we bring it along to sell our merch, but we keep the drop merch money separate, and we actually use that to get gas money to shows, hotel money. So, like, anyone that does that, you're, like, literally helping us
get to
these shows and stuff.
Definitely. So. Yeah, we really appreciate it. All that stuff, like, directly helps us make more stuff. So, anybody listening or watching our videos and stuff, if you like them, I know it sounds a little straightforward, but buy more stuff and we can make more stuff, you know?
And it is working though. Everything seems to be working.
Yeah, so. For sure. And what else is so great? The merch is really evolving and really being like turn out cool. Again, just people hyped on it. Like just hyped on the show and hyped on, you know, what we do. I guess we could show off. You want to show off our thing from our buddy Matt?
Does Does that coincide with just going straight into the how the weekend was?
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll hold off on those because is there anything else okay. that we need to bring up about like this podcast and these 100 episodes? Also crazy that like, you know, throughout this whole thing, you know, we've both been sick a couple times, you know, like stuff has happened. Our lives happen, things happen, and
the worst is when you're in a bad mood. Like, say there's, you know, our perfect little lives over here don't go perfectly for right. the week. You know what I mean? But like, I have trouble being in a bad mood and doing this. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to like get out of a bad mood or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, there's been,
but we've still done it. So that goes to the pat on the back to us. Like, mm-hmm. there's. You know, we just did it.
And also, well, I mean, and what's great about this thing is like, that's another great thing. I'm thinking of all these things now. Is that like, we could just be like, you know what? It's not today. Like, yeah, we have said, you know what? Not today. And then, but we've done it, you know, in the next day or the next couple of days, but we always made it happen. And then like another really interesting kind of like piece to this whole thing is how we make these things. You're in Phoenix. I'm in California and we're still making these things and they look good and they sound good. You know, and that's a feat in itself. And I also think I mentioned this to you once before, and it's worth mentioning again. Like, I think it helps that we do it this way because once we're done talking, we maybe have like a few minute conversation afterwards, and we're like, okay, bye, and then we just go do our thing. Like, I always thought that like if we lived in the same city and did this, and I like came over to your house or we had a spot that we did it in, you know, it would get old like having to go somewhere to do it. At least we're like in our spaces, you know, to make it. And then like, okay. And then you'd have to like, you know, chat for a little while. And then it turns into like what is like maybe a couple hour thing at most what we do. It could turn into like a half a day or an all day thing.
That's very true. I didn't think about that.
I think that helps out a whole lot.
You know what? I think that helps out more than I've ever realized because say even if we were neighbors, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like that would help out. But like, say I lived in Southern California where I used to.
Oh, yeah. That's like living on the other side of the planet anyway.
yeah. So it's like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I always thought that works really well. And then what it also is cool is when we do get together, like before a trip or something, like it makes those episodes more interesting. Yep. It makes guest episodes more interesting, you know?
The guest episodes are an adventure.
That's one of my favorite parts about when we do guest episodes.
The one that we did where I went to your house and we woke up and went to Donald's house. Mm-hmm. And then we went to, where did we go?
We went out to Costa Mesa to Chris's.
Costa Mesa and then San Diego, San Diego to Joey's and then back up to your house. Yeah. People don't realize how far that is.
That was
and such in a Southern thing. California terms, that's mm-hmm. even farther because you're dealing with a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of so people, like, a lot of traffic.
It's not just exactly.
I know. So those are, we could talk about that for a minute. Like those adventures are so cool. Like that was the, I think I don't know, was that the very first one we did? I don't think that was the very first one we did.
Like, excuse me, like in-person guests? Sorry, I'm yawning. No, like in-person guests?
Yeah. No, wait, we did, that wasn't, wait. No, that was a different one. That was Oro and Carlos when we went over to Moreno Valley and then out to
Long Beach. First in-person, I think you actually came out here. That was when we did Seth and those guys.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So that was sort of the first thing. And that wasn't too bad because Phoenix is kind of like a little smaller area-wise. You know, it's kind of easy to get around. But a couple things I've noticed is, one, we realized trying to do 3 episodes a day, that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. We're bringing a – we could do it if we were like, okay, this is the only way it's going to work. Mm-hmm. But, 2 is going to be our max.
2's the max because by the time we got to Joey's that one day in San Diego, my brain was fried.
Yeah.
I was not there.
Yeah.
I was sort of like just listening.
And it's like even when we did 2, we did Scott Nelson and Oliver. Mm-hmm. Both those were long episodes.
They
and
were.
And it's like we don't want to rush – out of anywhere. Like, so even Chelsea was saying today, she's like, the Oliver one, she goes, you guys could have talked for 2 more hours.
Oh yeah.
And I would, you know, so we got to kind of like realize when we can make these things longer mm-hmm. and we're able to type thing.
An interesting thing with that weekend in particular. So like, okay, we're like, okay, 3's too much. 1's not enough. 2's the perfect spot. So we did both of those. We get back to your pad and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home. That was a mistake. I was so tired. And it sounds ridiculous, but sitting there talking to someone for 2 hours straight and having all of your energy and focus on that person, what they're saying, is exhausting.
Yeah.
It's really tiring.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that I learned. So next time, once we do those and it gets later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I barely made it home that day. I had to get on the phone with Angie. Like, I called her probably just after Blythe. And I was like, because I barely made it to Blythe, and I called her just after Blythe. I'm like, can you just be on the phone with me? And I the whole rest of the way home.
Sour Skittles, one at a time.
I've tried that. That's not... Nah.
And get out and walk around your car 3 or 4 times.
I've said that, like, when I get, I mean, we joke about this, like, I don't ever nod off. Like, I don't think my brain will never let me do that. But what I do is, like, I just, my brain disappears. And we've talked about that, like, when I get off the freeway and I'm just like out of it, you know?
I'm saying, yeah, you just imagine you getting off the freeway and there's a gas station on the other side, but there's a roundabout. You just drive straight through the roundabout.
That could 100% that could happen.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point now that when it gets to that point and we're on a road trip and I'm driving like that, I'm like having to like really like vocally tell myself, like, pay attention, slow down.
I even tell you, I'm like, hey, yeah, I know. Exit, it's a turn.
You're like, it's coming up. Coming to, start slowing down, because I'll come and just off that fucking freeway. But yeah, so that was the thing I learned on that. But yeah, so many great ups. Not too many downs during this whole thing. And yeah, hopefully we do 100 more, 200 more.
I think. And we also got to give a shout out to Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone is buying compressors or anything mini truck related or truck related or whatever, hit them up and let them know that the drop sent you.
Yeah. And if you're at a show that they're vending at, go up to their booth. They have such a killer setup everywhere they go. And they have a lot of great parts and apparel. And their videos are so sick, man.
Yeah.
Like their videos are getting so, I mean, not that they were not good before, but like they're really good.
Yeah. They're dialed.
Yeah. They're really cool. Yeah. That's, yeah. All that stuff.
Even Chupa saw the little teaser of the Forbidden show and he was like, I quit.
So Chupa said that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like,
calm down. Calm down. You're good.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you about some missing footage that I have that I'm going to have to maybe borrow from Chupa a little here and there.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Wait, anyway. It's okay. Chupas didn't fly the drone. So we have to borrow drone footage from someone else.
Oh, no. I mean, vehicles that I missed. But anyway, we'll get to that later. Okay. But yeah, so I guess that's a good segue into this last weekend.
This last weekend.
The Forbidden Fantasy Show and Shine back at the Avi.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
And what Adam said, this was our 25th show.
Oh, really?
It always messed me up because of the COVID year that we missed and what all that stuff. But like, yeah, 25 years of 25th show.
25th show. Not at this point, non-consecutive. But do you think maybe like that could be like a...
it's like when the Dodgers won the World Series. Oh, yeah, you just put the little asterisk.
Or when the Astros stole the World Series.
Yeah. You just put the little asterisk there. Yeah,
fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, 25 shows.
And back at the Avi, it's been four years. 2019 was the last one. So 20, 21, 23.
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, man.
It was, it felt good. Everything went really smooth. There are some interesting little probably inside things that we could talk about that maybe not everyone knows like that happened at the show that might've been at the show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, from the show promoter experience, because I didn't even take my camera.
Oh, you didn't even bring it with you?
I brought the Pocket and it sat in my center console. I never touched it.
Oh, well, I mean, you were a little busy.
Well, that's the thing, right? So I have a way different perspective on this than any other show we go to. Because every other show, it's like you go to the show and you run the booth and that's your experience. This show, I had three different experiences or three. The show promoter, basically in charge of, you know, getting everything organized and making sure everything went good. Two, had the booth still.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, I brought a vehicle.
Yeah. I was going to say three that you were, I didn't even think about your truck, but I was going to say three that you were also part of the club. But I don't know. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, truck. Yeah. But like, so that Tuesday, you know, I left Thursday morning and I didn't want to do anything Wednesday. I just wanted to get things in order. But that Tuesday, I spent the entire day at Panda's. Getting everything done.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I've never had to do that before.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, I've never had to do that. And then I also had to figure out how I was getting it up there with the booth, with all the club stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making a video on that. And it should be up probably before this video, actually.
That's cool. It looked great. We'll start there with your truck. It looked great. Like, everything has come together so well on that truck. I was just like really checking out how he did the floor. like the bat, you know, all the suspension stuff is cool, but for me, I was like really focusing on the floor and the firewall and the back wall, just how clean he did that. Like, it looks so good. The body mounts, how the body mounts are flush with the floor, and it's just really nicely, it's neat, if that,
yes.
It's very neat and very clean. And I really dug it. I love how it sits, because like we've said before, your truck is kind of like, it's not doored. It's bodied, but it's not doored. It's somewhere it lives in between there, to where it was kind of drug at the bottom and kind of like a little lower. And to me, that also adds another cool like aesthetic to it, you know? Also agreeing with you 100%, you can't go back to 18s. They got to be those 20 inch wheels. They have to be those 20s.
I really messed myself up.
Yeah. I mean, they look so good. They got a nice little camber to them when it's laid out. Yeah. The color, we were talking about different color combos and stuff, but just that clean white, it just looks
good. I had Dave Prater hit me up after the show, and he's like, hey man, your truck looks really good, even though he's like just with it looks super OEM.
Yeah, like, that's a really good way to put it. Yeah,
even Eric was like, and even Panda, they were both like, why does it look like that? I'm like, well, first of all, no one runs that bumper that does that Tacoma swap. They always go to like the Tacoma bumper with the chrome strip on it.
Right.
And, or they run the big old, you know, big old chin bumper on there.
Forerunner bumper. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a Forerunner bumper. It's just the year that people don't run the Forerunner bumper.
What year was that?
97. So it's a 97 Tacoma with a 97, Tacoma front end, from the hood to the radiator support to the fenders, the grill, or I already said the grill, the bumper, the valance. It's all 97. Usually people run that front end, but with a newer Tacoma front end.
Right, right. Oh, that's it. Maybe that's the sauce right there, because that's one of my favorite parts of the truck is the front end look of it. It's really clean.
And it's got that 97 Tacoma bumper, or 97 Tacoma bumper is very thin, you know, but it's a taller bumper, but it's still not like, doesn't protrude out or anything like that. So
yeah,
now I just have to figure out, like we were talking on the chat the other day about like, how to color match it and stuff.
Yeah.
Or I not know. To color match
it. It almost looks so good, like the way it is. It looks actually super clean.
I think it's going to come down to the wire on what we do on the front end there. Cause
yeah,
in a world of people doing insane paint, like right maybe now, everything's down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be called like, it's going to be muted.
Oh yeah. I like that.
You know,
and that's also might be a look with the paint too. Cause it's not a satin. It's not a primer. It's a
paint. Well, it's half primer and half paint. It's the front end's painted and that's the back paint. End's primered.
Yep. Oh, okay.
But it's just a single stage white. So it's going to be.
Is that Tamco white?
That's just a single stage white.
Really? Yeah. Because there's something about that white that looks really good too. I don't know, man. Yeah. It has so many little things going on with it.
Yeah, it's got its own little personality.
So. Did one question that I forgot to ask you at the show was, after the brakes and everything went on, did the wheels clear?
Oh, you have to wait to watch the video. Oh, the video's already going to be out. So, yes, they did.
Okay,
they
cool.
They still touch.
Ooh.
When you lay it all the way down,
uh-huh.
The fender, like the top of the fender hits the tire like that. But it doesn't push out. Like it doesn't press on it. It just goes boom. So I just have to be careful not to drive the truck all the way down.
So yeah, so what's good? So like, say you wanted to cruise low, like, is that going to be a problem with the suspension moving?
I'm going to have to be just kind of careful with
it. Oh, just going to have to see what happens.
My worry is I'm doing like 70 and I'm really low and like,
well,
and
I hit a bump because it's like
and moving. It just goes wham, and it's like a grinder with a eraser pad on it hitting it at 70 miles an hour real quick.
The paint just bubbles and falls off the other side. Yeah. Hey, we'll deal with that.
Well, the good thing is I'm going to have it running and driving before I get it painted.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see what happens.
Does it have to go back to Panda's and then back to your house?
It's going to go from here. It's going to go to Tanner's to get plumbed and wired and running. And then it will go back to Panda's because we have to do the front end kit, the Hell's Gate kit, because the front tires need to be sucked in a little bit, less camber and more travel so I can
you
turn.
Win the Hell's Gate front end the whole oh okay
I'm yeah I have to
damn baller
it's that or ruin my front end driving it and then I'm gonna have to get it repainted because those I have to have it all the way aired up in order to turn
oh at this moment oh
right now so if I imagine driving and I like pull into a driveway and I don't have it all the way aired up, or it doesn't have enough air to get it all the way up, and I hit that driveway and it just hits the fender.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's going to, it's going to piss me off to a point where I'm not going to want to drive it, you know? So,
well, that's what we always say. Take out all the little things that would piss you off or make you feel like that. And if it is what it is. So you got to just got to do it.
And then we just have to do seats. Cause we, in the video you'll see, we put the seats in, but I did not fit in the truck the way I wanted to. So he's got to redo them.
Okay. That's cool. So yeah, so the truck was really cool. You got so many people stoked about it. So many people were looking at it all weekend. Lots of people taking photos of it, putting it out there on the internet. That was cool.
Yep.
Yeah. That was all really rad. And then the booth experience. So you were running the show, and our good friend Kim was in the booth, running the booth for you.
She told me before the show, she's like, "I got the booth." And that's, I was like, awesome. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
So when she's got the booth, she's got the booth.
Kim is the best.
She is. She really is. And I couldn't do a lot of these shows without her, and a lot of these shows without just the people in our club that just kind of come in and just do it for us.
Oh,
sometimes we'll just like, they'll come in and we'll be like, "We'll be right back." And we'll just leave. And they're like, "Okay."
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, it's really cool. Really great. Angie came with me on this trip. We had such a good time, like hanging out with everybody. You know, we've mentioned before that with this show, as members, like, you kind of get this nice option to, like, you can help if you want to, but you're not obligated to help. No one's expecting you to help. It's sort of if you want to do that. So me and Angie take the other route, which is like, we are just there to set up a booth and like have a good time and hang out with everybody. And we definitely did. I don't know if anybody can tell, I don't know if you could tell, my voice is a little hoarse.
Were you going a little wild on Saturday night?
I hung out with Steve most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's me trying to talk over Steve, trying to talk over me, and you end up just yelling, you know? So, but it was such a great time. I realized that we need to go up Thursday and hang out.
I think we're going to get into that here in a minute when we talked about the actual show part of it. But I do think it's going to be a Thursday arrival type of event.
Yeah, because we hung out on Sunday. We weren't really in a rush to leave. And then by the time it rolled around to like 2-ish o'clock, there was no one there. I didn't see one mini trucker there.
Yeah.
They were all gone. I was like, it was kind of this weird. This was a weird little thing that happened. Like, we're there all weekend. Thousands of people, all your friends, you can't walk 10 feet without stopping to talk to your friend to do something, right? And then all the trucks are gone, and then all the locals start seeping back in. Was an experience. We were having breakfast. I'm sitting there in the cafe. We're having breakfast, and I'm just kind of like eavesdropping on this conversation that they're having at the next table. And they're talking, a local and a regular, and I forget the guy's name, but he's like, "Hey, Billy. Hey, welcome back." He's all, "Lucky you didn't come yesterday. It was wild." Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, so from I was curious, because here's the funny part. I never walked through those back doors into the casino the entire
Not weekend. Once? Really?
I was staying in the beach tower. So like, so I would walk, like when you go right past around. No Regrets, I would hang a left instead of going straight through the doors.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
So by the pool entrance. And I realized that on Saturday night, it was about, I don't know, probably midnight when I walked back, it was quiet outside.
Yeah, everybody moved inside.
It was cold.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it got cold like around trophies. Everyone started putting hoodies on.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff. So it was cold and people were inside. Usually people are outside all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of interesting. And there's this interesting part to that I brought up to someone. The problem, there used to be not a problem, but it was like a worry that I had where, I mean, because a few years at the Avi got wild on Saturday night. Tables were set up, beer pong tables, like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always worried that there would be a fight or that there would be something and security would have to, like, I just always had that worry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that problem is slowly fixing itself as people start to go to bed earlier.
As people get older, want to get a little more rest.
they like blew their load on Friday night, like Saturday. So like I had no worries about that. This was the very year of this show. Besides the lodge, I wasn't worried there, but like that, everything was just okay.
Yeah. No, it was cool. Yeah. Saturday, it was kind of like that. Cause we all blew our load Friday. And Saturday was a lot more chill. And I thought the night was over. It was about 11-ish, something like that. And people were slowly, like, you know, getting out of the cantina. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's it. And then we walk inside and realize, no, everybody's in the bar. And but it wasn't, like, crazy, but it was just everybody just drinking, like, dancing. The music was going, having a good time. I guess what killed the vibe was the DJ was done at, like, 1. He just,
yeah.
like...
Oh, yeah, 1. They just... Yep,
and then done. Unplugged everything. And then we're all, like, we're all standing around. We're like, hey, wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah, they don't mess around. Even when we had our own DJ in the bar, that, like, at 1 o'clock, oh. they're like... They're like,
they used to have to shut it down at yeah. 1. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, because the bartender was like, I'm done. Mm. So that was pretty interesting.
I'm done making all this money from all these people just buying more and more drinks.
Yeah, I guess they don't need it.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so there was some interesting things that happened on the show promoter side of the show.
Okay.
On Thursday when I got there, I made a map that showed where show registration was, unload your trailer parking. So I get there Thursday, meet with the security guy, and he's like, okay, our parking structure's closed, and that's normally where they have the valet go. He's like, so all of our valet is going out in the far parking lot, and that's where we do registration and unload trailers.
Oh, okay.
So he goes, we have this other lot that you can go to and do your registration there. And I was like, oh, sweet. Let me go up to my room, make a new map, post it, delete the old map and do an updated map on the Instagram page for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. Did that. Then I get on the security golf cart and they take me out to that lot and I realize it's dirt.
Oh, I do heard something about that. Yeah.
So I was like, this is not going to work. So I had to go back inside, delete that map. And like, everyone's like, this is going to be chaos when we all get there tomorrow.
Right.
But, they ended up opening the parking structure for the weekend. So we got that far parking lot.
Okay.
But they still had a gate. So like all the trailers were on Friday, all the big trailers were starting to like make it no room out there in that lot. So we had to start rolling in early. Our roll-in was supposed to be 5 to 7. We started rolling in at 12:30.
Yeah, I did notice that, which kind of threw us off, or, you know, not everybody, just it threw us off. Cause we're like, you know, we're just getting there. We're kind of getting settled. And we're like, oh, okay. Oh, it's happening right now. Oh, okay. So we're like, you know, grabbing cameras and like trying to film and like trying to
It also threw off Patty, Erica, and Carmen in registration.
Yeah.
Because normally we have a 2-hour roll-in. It's like start, done. We're in. It's super fast. Well, like at 6 o'clock, there's no one up there because we've already started rolling cars in. They're like, hey, can we close? And we have to stay. We put 7. We have to open till 7. But it was all good, but it was, so that was an interesting thing, but it ended up working out really well. And next year we're definitely going to do that same thing. We're going to get,
you're going to start at 2:30 or
we're going to start at early, like 12:30. Yeah. Just because it helps eliminate the backup, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense
out there. And most like the big clubs, and since it's pre-reg only, and next year we're doing it a little bit different with the grass, we already know who's going on the grass and who's not, essentially who's not going on the grass. And then that was the other interesting part, is that asphalt parking lot that we usually park. If anyone's listening to this and they've never been to Forbidden, painted cars go on the grass, non-painted cars go on the asphalt. They're right next to each other, but the asphalt's a different thing. They resurfaced the asphalt, which was really nice.
I did notice that.
Yeah, so next year, but they usually have a gate that runs down the center of the lot because there's a boat ramp on the far side that they want to keep open. Well, 2 days before the show, they were like, or Thursday before the show, they were like, hey, we're just going to give you that whole lot. Well, we could have sold a lot more registrations. Instead of turning some people away, we could have filled that lot, like not filled it, but like, so next year, now we have a lot more space to play with. So we're going to, I want to try to get a big vendor out there. I want to try to utilize that lot to be just a little bit different. You know what I mean? So when it comes to trophies, we have 19 best ofs and a top 70. Next year, we're going to do a top 60, and then we're going to do like 10 trophies that are in between the best ofs and the top awards, like a Esteem 10 or however we're going to word it. You know what I mean? Cause there's so many trucks there that you look at, and at any other show would be best of show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a top 70 at ours. Yeah. And it feels a little wrong, but our show is not based on trophies. Our show is based on fun. You're there for fun. It's not a big trophy thing, you know, but still I think that we can change it up to where it allows that. And then we're going to do like a top 5 under construction. Instead of one best, we'll do a top 5. so the people in the parking lot have a little bit more, you know, skin in the game.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So and they said that for sure, that you could have the rest of the parking lot next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Cool. Were they happy?
Extremely.
That's awesome. That's really good.
They were like, we're talking about dates next year, and I was like,
that's so cool.
Yeah, he's like, you guys have priority. Whatever you want, your priority over anything.
That's so good to hear. Yeah. It's so refreshing after so many years of being frustrated, you know, with the situation. And that's nothing against the River Lodge or anything like that. But, you know, obviously you're going to hear throughout the weekend, this is so much better. Yeah. This is so much nicer, you know. And I kind of like, my theory is, and, you know, this is just mine, but like, the Avi is like this like organic moving, like this ebb and flow of people throughout the event. Like you are in the casino, you walk right out the doors, and as soon as those doors blast open, there's Ernie's, you know, Pink and Paula sitting there. And you're just, it's just like, it's just so crazy. And then you just flow through the grass and then through the stage and then down through the vendors and out to the parking lot. It's like really flows. You know, the thing with the River Lodge was, it was great, but it felt very segregated. So like, if you were in your room and you wanted to go to the show, you'd have to go downstairs, down the escalators, out to the Riverwalk, down the Riverwalk, up into the parking lot, or up into the thing. Yeah. You know, so although it worked, it got us through those times, you know, but we've always known that the Avi is definitely where it's at, you know. And I heard it all weekend, and it was weird because you said this to me before and it kind of didn't really compute in my brain, where you're like, yeah, you know, there are some people who've never been to the Avi before. And I'm like, how is that? Like, I couldn't like compute that in my head until people started talking to me and they're like, yeah, this is my first time here. This is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's really cool.
I ran into Sean Dell from SoCal Hot Rods, and he had been to the first River Lodge show. He vended the Laughlin auto mixer, and then he went to the one last year on top of the parking structure, and he come up on a scooter. And he's like, oh, this place is great. I was like, oh, you've never been here? He goes, no. Yeah. I was like, have you been on the grass yet? Because we are standing at our booth area. And he goes, I haven't even been up there. I'm all, walk up there real quick over and there. Look out. And he goes, oh, yeah. So that was pretty cool for like to see someone that is there, but they have not walked out on that back area where the grass is. So
that's got to be some mime. Like I said, coming out of the casino, you know, and seeing Ernie's and Paula and Tyson's Cadillac sitting there. And then now we can talk about that, like, you know, Zach's Mazda, just like.
So I was gonna get to that. So I said earlier about trophies, like getting a top 70 is cool. Not getting a top 70, just being there, it's just fun, right? So we don't take the trophies at our show very seriously, but there are two that I think are special, and that's best of show and best mini truck.
Yeah, definitely.
There were two trucks there. There was Zach's Mazda, and then there was that Tacoma with graphics on it from Aftermath.
Yeah.
His name's Ryan Johnston. So like all day, the group of judges. We were going back and forth between those two.
I know. And I kind of caught like little bits here and there because, you know, you guys would kind of like convene in your booth and talk.
Yeah.
And like I said before, like I have nothing to do. Like, I'm just listening. I'm fascinated with the way you guys are talking, like how to navigate through this. Like, you know, it's almost like this is going to be a bold statement. And I wonder if Angie said that earlier because I said that. She thought, I'm going to make a bold statement. but a bold statement is, it's like, it's almost picking a Riddler car. Like, how do you pick between these two things? You know, like, and hearing you guys like going back and forth, it was really interesting.
And they're two completely different. We'll put the pictures up here. Obviously, if you haven't seen them, but they're just two completely different trucks.
Yeah.
They're two. One has graphics. One doesn't. One has a V8. One doesn't. You know what I mean? And it's just they're just two different styles of mini trucks. Mm-hmm. And they're both amazing. And they were both built in a garage.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So the Aftermath one, his father-in-law, I want to say, but anyways, there's a street out here in Phoenix where like five mini truckers and a couple truck guys live.
Oh, really?
And they built that all like there. I don't know where the interior and stuff was done and like that, but I know like all that, like the they're both basically everything. Yeah, they're both like basically garage built.
That's crazy. Well, I know Zach's has such a unique history to it because you can go all the way back to those early low life videos and and that's the same Mazda, the one that they're just railing the crap out of and is having a great time with it. That's the same Mazda that now you could take to like a national grand roaster show and you know, show it, you know?
Yeah.
It's that, to me, that's pretty unique. I like that part of the whole story.
And then just the crazy part to me is you walk by, like, I see pictures of trucks and I was walking by trucks and I'm just like, how good are these, all of these trucks here?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Chad Loke, he brought his truck all the way out.
Which one was it?
From Louisiana, the four door, the Chad Loke from Negative Camera.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I just know NR Chad. All right.
NR that, Chad.
The NR Chad. Yeah,
or not, okay. Not a NR Chad, NC Chad.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Chad Thomas. I know he listens too. I'm sorry, sir. NC Chad.
NC Chad. He refreshed his truck and he didn't tell anyone really that he was coming out. I knew, a couple people knew, but like, so when he rolled up, his club was standing there, Negative Camera, and they were like, what are you doing here?
Oh, seriously? They didn't know?
Yeah.
That's so sick. He's such a great dude. I talked to him this week, over the weekend too. And yeah, like everything, he adds more and more to that truck, which seems like, you know, oh my God, why do you keep messing with it? But like everything he adds is always like super unique and super clean. And this time, you know, it's all graphic down the side. And this time he did graphics on the hood and up on the roof. And it's so clean. That truck is so clean.
Imagine trying to judge that show on a point scale.
Oh man.
There's
luckily,
no
that's
way.
Not my job.
I just couldn't do it. Like I said, our show is not a show where you go to compete for trophies. It's a show where you go to compete for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the trophies are just kind of a cherry on top. So,
yeah, it's amazing. It really is cool to see the whole, like, it's really to see the evolution, how things are changing, like how, yeah. I mean, just obviously the quality of builds of vehicles and stuff and how crazy they're getting. But, you know, everybody too, like, you know, it's, and I say changing, but changing for the better. I'm not saying this was bad before. I'm just saying the evolution is good. Seeing everybody evolve and grow up together and like, and, you know, change and still be those, that the good friends that everybody is pretty awesome.
It's really cool. When members bring their kids and they're like Adam brought his May's sister's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're just, these are grown ups now.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
We were doing the show before they were born.
Yeah. Way before that.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But speaking of people that drove far, mm-hmm. we had our buddy Matt.
Yeah. Matt Stone. Yeah.
Do you have yours?
Yeah, I do. Boom. Is mine up? Yeah. Is that right side up? There we go.
Yeah, mine's right side up.
So yeah.
We got Broke Society.
Yes.
The Drop. I'm doing it so backwards on my thing because I'm looking at my monitor.
Oh,
the drop right on here. And then the Show and Shine.
And then the Forbidden Fantasy Show and Shine. And for our audio listeners, who we always forget, we're showing off these rad skateboards that our good friend Matt Stone made us and brought to us all the way from Texas when he drove out here with his truck.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
It's so cool. Oh. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Jeez, just throw. Screw,
I know,
you,
just
Matt.
Throwing it around. Oh, God. Throw it on the floor right there. Man, whoops. But that was so cool seeing him in his truck. His truck
is always
super nice, too.
It is. That dude always makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always just in this goofy mood.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm doing trophies. He's standing directly across from me. And every time I say something or the raffle, I just look at him. He just does that laugh that he does. And I just was dying, man.
Yeah. No, great dude.
So funny.
Yeah. It was so cool to see him and his buddy. And yeah. And they mobbed out there. Like,
and mobbed home.
And they did. Yeah. Because like, I was like looking for him. I was looking for them Sunday morning. I was like, man, where the heck they go? Like, what's going on? So I messaged him. He's like, oh man. He's like, I left at 8:30. I'm like halfway home at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang.
Zach mobbed out too. Cause when I left, Zach was getting gas and he but he had just gotten gas and he hit a green light and he made a right turn in front of me and just booked it. And
gone.
I could never catch him. He was just gone.
Yeah, that's so cool. So many people. The long distance that drove came from Colorado. Colorado Grand Junction, I think.
I think so. That's another one that I need to. There's so many things. Just getting back to the Avi, like, clouded so many of my things. So like the long distance thing, I need to put it out there beforehand, not at trophies. So we're talking about it.
And are you still going to stick with driving?
It has to be. Yeah, it's got to be driving. I think it just makes it more special. You know what I mean? Like, because you know, like, could have went to one of the guys that trailer their trucks out there, but they're already getting awards.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
So it's like the long distance kind of like, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, all that was great.
Switch was out there doing their Whip Check Wednesdays. They already released one today.
Yeah, with the Dotson. Video drop.
Yep, their video drops Friday. That was an interesting, some behind the scenes conversation that we as a club and as a judging staff had was the Classic Truck Award.
Yeah, I was kind of into that too. Mm-hmm.
The Classic Truck, when you think Classic Truck, you think American
C10.
Truck. Chevy,
yeah, Suburban,
Ford,
Impala, like
But we had the Datsun there, and
did you say classic truck or classic?
Classic truck.
Okay, because I said Impala, and you're probably like, "What? No."
I was like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, no, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, C10s, Suburbans, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So, like, but we had the Datsun there, and that took it. And here's the thing about the show too that people need to realize is it's a mini truck show, so. A C10 can win an award, whatever can win an award, but it's going to go to the mini truck first.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
That makes perfect sense. We've said that a lot before, you know,
even or the custom, like we had the full size car and the classic car award. The classic car went to a Camaro, but the Camaro was super clean. Mm-hmm. The full size car went to an old Cadillac. Like it's just the custom stuff will always be
dominating. But mini trucks in particular.
And I'm not saying that the C10 wasn't custom, it was a C10 and then a mini truck. It's a mini truck show, so it's going to lean towards mini truck.
We've said that for a long time. Forbidden Fantasy is a mini truck club. We have cars. We have other things. We have quite an eclectic mix of vehicles, but at its core, it's a mini truck club.
Yeah.
So we're always going to like have a soft spot for that. We're always going to be gravitated towards that, you know, and that's just how it is.
There was some cool cars there. RJ brought his Lucid.
That was really cool. I've never seen one of those in person until I saw that one. That was really cool.
That was cool. But like, he did not get a top 70, and he probably should have or could have. But the problem is you have more mini trucks that we're going to give the top 72 versus his.
Right. You know, like, I think people appreciate that, you know?
Yeah. We're not saying that your car's not good or anything. It's just, it's a mini truck show. We want the biggest group of mini trucks we can there.
Mm-hmm.
And custom cars, so it's like dotted in. Even like we had some lifted trucks there, but I almost was really close to saying no lifted trucks.
I mean, I agree with you.
we got rid of the lifted truck trophy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if that eliminated and we only had three or four there, so it's not a big deal. But you know, we want to save the room for the mini trucks and the lowered things.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah, that, I think that's one of the core values of the show. And I think, you know, I think that's what makes this show unique, but it also what gives it, I don't know what the right word is going to be, but it definitely gives it something to stick to these core values. Yeah. You know, I think people, like I just said a minute ago, like I think people respect that and appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like you have conviction. You said you're going to do something, you did it, you know, and you didn't falter. And I think people respect that, you know.
Yeah, and when we say mini trucks too, we also include full size trucks that are bodied.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like that. Yeah. That's like the confusing part when we say mini trucks, because I have a couple guys that'll hit me up. Like one guy had a Blazer and one guy had a C10, and they're like this. I'm all, exactly like that.
Yeah,
like you know, it's not just mini trucks. It's just mini truck style.
It's what we've done this whole time.
Yeah, which is laid on the ground.
Laid out, big wheels, crazy paint, not so crazy paint, not so big wheels, you know?
Yeah, because you look at Zach's, his axe is not crazy paint. It was just, his was more of a hot rod than anything else. So
yeah.
But anything from the show, from your point of view, like the...
Oh, let's see.
How did the filming go? You were using the...
Use the pocket a lot. I use the pocket a whole lot, but I still, you know, I still go with my tried and true for doing like the, you know, filming vehicles and stuff. Yeah.
Like, how did the pocket like walking around with it? Cause I know, when Angie had it, she was kind of whipping her around a little bit.
Angie was going to be the litmus test for exactly you can do with this camera. Because, you know, and I didn't say this before. Maybe I did, but I'll say it again. The 30 year, the Forbidden Fantasy 30 year Day to Remember show video, Angie filmed 90% of that.
Yeah.
One, you know, I wasn't feeling great. So I just did a little bit of show coverage, but she did most of the, like all the fun stuff you see, people acting fun and having a good time. That's Angie. Angie sort of like can draw that out of people, you know,
because she likes to do it.
Yeah, she likes to do it. She's fun. She's you know, she's really positive and happy about everything. So it kind of bleeds over to other people. And so I knew that was going to be like the thing. Give her the pocket and see how it does. I have not looked through the footage yet.
No, I'm real curious to see
a little bit here and there.
With filming on the big camera, when you give her the big camera, she doesn't know all the settings all the time.
Right.
So they're not, it's not perfect. And it's also shaky because it's not on a gimbal.
Uh-huh.
That is now being taken away by the pocket, where it's going to actually be smoother. So it's not going to look, it's almost going to look not as not perfect, like not polished.
Yeah.
Which non-polished look actually has its own character to it.
I like that sometimes. Like, you know, a few people told me that they liked the video because it was kind of like high energy, fast music and kind of shaky. And I like that. Rolling like in the car, not like super nice rolling footage, just that crazy, like, you know, this is happening. So what was funny was like when we were driving out there, she's all vlogging. We call it vloggy. So that is the ADD with a wide lens and the microphone on top, what I'm using right now. And we call it vloggy. So she's like, give me vloggy. I said, just try the pocket. She's like, I don't know, I'm used to this. Right. So I have some footage on that. And then after a while, she's just grabbing the pocket, going around. Because it is. It's easy. You just turn it on and hit record and start pointing it at people.
Once you get it dialed in, it takes a while to get used to it. Like as far as like where the motion of the camera is going.
Yeah, I figured out to just put it on the fast setting. Mm-hmm. And it keeps it a little more rigid. So like, you know, it doesn't do like this thing, you know.
Because if you have been drinking or anything like that, like you don't want to wait. You're not wanting to wait for the thing to move.
She just
wants.
It was just cool. I was checking out the when we were in the bar that late at night. It's great. Like it's really nice. It's got a little more noise than I was hoping for. It's a little noisy, but maybe I'm just being like,
did you put it on low light?
Damn it. No.
There's a low light setting.
I mean, it still looks really good. Like, you can't get these cameras to do that. Like, especially in that dark room. Like,
you could get your camera to do it if you had a lower f-stop lens.
Okay. Yeah. With the way I have it set up now with the lenses and everything, it can get down to a certain point, but it still like is kind of difficult. With that one, it just works.
Yeah. It's very software driven. Because the sensor in that camera is about this, I think it's the same size as the sensor in your ADD.
In the pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why it's good at low light, because it has a bigger sensor. It's got a 1-inch sensor. That's its selling factor. But so you have like the setting that you use it on, which since so here's another thing. You're not filming in D-Log. So if you film in D-Log, you're going to get better results at night. You're just filming in just the basic exposure.
Because that's almost like a RAW file.
Kind of a RAW, it allows for more color correcting or whatever. But there is the low light, which I tested both of them. The low light just ramps up the ISO and it does something. I don't know what it does, but try that next time. Just click it over to the low light setting and see how you like it.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure by the more and more
again,
I use it.
That even if there's noise, you're in a dark area, so the viewer's expecting it to not be perfect.
Yeah. No, and it's still really good. Like it's better than I would.
Because I think if something's too perfect in an unperfect setting, it is weird too.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like how Angie was shaky with the camera. It's like, that's an imperfect situation. It should have imperfect footage.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree. The filming was great. I think the pocket is really going to work out for my next thing that we'll get into that later. For my next kind of like what I want to get into as far as my gear and stuff is concerned, which actually brings me up to something I wrote down. You know, we have so many great people who like gift us things and so many unique things like
this is
This is crazy, right? So and I can't remember when we first discussed it because I went back and tried to find the message and I can't find it. So we must have talked about it at a show. But oh great. Oh, thanks, Angie. Angie missed up all my notes. So anyway, Jonathan Terberg, sorry if I messed up your last name. He's from Characters.
Oh, he's and, the one that gave that to you.
Yeah, he was
the okay.
One. Yes, so I think I saw him at a different show,
yep.
and he mentioned about it, and I was like, but I can't remember exactly what show it was at. So anyway, so he comes up to the booth and said, "Here, I brought the gimbal to you," and it took me a minute to like process what he was saying, and I'm like, oh yeah, cool. So he hands me a gimbal, and it's exactly the gimbal that I have now, just brand new. I guess he set it up one time and didn't use it, but it's brand new. So I was like, oh cool man, how much do you want for it? He's like, it's yours man. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah man, just take it, it's yours. And I was like, and I was like kind of trying to process that as well, and I ended up like, you know, hooking him up, gave him a bunch of shirts and stuff like that.
Girl, I gave him half off on some shirts.
Buy one get one free. But yeah, no, it was crazy. So now I have a brand new gimbal that he was kind enough to give me.
You know what? It's one of those things where if something ever did happen to your other gimbal, it's good to have a backup.
That, well, yeah, that, and it's actually kind of like the, you know, with him, of course, like him, you know, giving to me and helping me out, like the universe kind of putting it together. Like when I get into my next iteration of camera gear, that will be it all. I have this nice brand new gimbal because I've put in that other one kind of through the ringer.
that's very true.
I have put it through some crap, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's kind of catching up to it. I think the motors are starting to feel a little bit because I notice sometimes my footage is a little weird. But yeah, that was awesome. I want to just give him a big, big thank you. Yeah. You know,
he's the guy in my graffiti truck video that's driving the truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
And I'm doing the filming.
Oh, that's rad. Yeah, that's cool.
He's super OG.
Oh, he's a super cool dude. Yeah, great guy.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. Yeah. The whole weekend, like I always say this about everything, it was always cool and it was fun. But yeah, man, being back at the Avi, hanging out with the club, you know, it's just really cool. It's something special, to be honest with you. Without sounding all sappy and everything, yeah. It is really truly something special with our club, how well everything goes together. It's actually impressive.
I know a lot of clubs want to throw shows, and I know a lot of, and it's hard. It's not very easy. But if I could give anyone in any club advice on how to do this, is make it voluntary for your members.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people like to do it and some people don't. And the ones that like to do it, like I'll give you like how Patty and Erica, Jose, Glenn, they love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The rule though is the ones that do it can't give the ones that don't do it any crap.
Yeah, I think that's important. Because I think that's an important thing to say.
Sometimes we do as jokingly, but like no one comes to me and says, hey man, I'm not doing this because this person doesn't.
Right.
Because then I'll just be like, then don't do it. You're not, it's you have to do it because you want to do it. And some people want to and some people don't. And then the other thing is the Avi. We make the Avi happy. And then in turn, they let us do what we want, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't demand so much. There's other car shows that are there that demand a lot from them. Tables.
In what chairs, respect? Oh, I see.
Like all these things that they have to do. And we don't. Like we're working with a lot of new people there this year and they're like, what do you guys need? And I was like, we don't need anything. We need the space and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you make your members happy and you make the host happy, the host hotel happy. Everything else flows from there.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's really cool. Yeah, that was one challenge that you were dealing with for a long time was, you know, since we hadn't been back since 19, a lot of people have changed. A lot of people didn't know who we were or anything like that. So it's really, really nice to hear that they're cool and they're happy and everybody is on the same page.
Yeah, you're speaking of like the staff at the Avi.
The staff at the Avi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Head of security, Lou, great dude. He said something about, what do you guys as vendors sell? And I was like, oh, like hats and shirts and mostly. And he goes, oh, like baseball hats? I was like, oh, you're a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who's your team? And he's like, the Yankees. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm a Cubs fan, so we're good. And he's like, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, that's
so like,
cool.
That was like our very first conversation and it kicked it off really well. And I met the CEO of the place, the security guards. I mean, everybody was just really cool.
There's a funny story. This has nothing to do with anything, but it's really funny. So we were hanging out. We kind of stayed a little late Sunday, just kind of hanging out. And we're like, okay, well, when we're ready to go, we'll go. And we went down. when I met you, I think when I met you and I brought the truck down and I said, I'm just going to leave the truck here and then grab the trailer. So we go back up to the room. We're like, let's just grab a couple things, put it in the trailer and then do one final pull around and then go through, because the room's very closer to the front than it is to the back. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, we'll just grab the rest of the stuff. So we go down, we get the trailer hooked up. I go over everything. It takes a while, get everything strapped down. Everything's cool. We're like, okay, let's go get gas. So we go out, we get gas. And Angie goes, oh shit, the luggage isn't still in the room. I almost drove off, leaving all of our luggage in the room. So we're like, oh shit. So we turn around, went back, got our luggage.
That would have been fun. You got gas there at the Avi?
No, hell no.
I was going to say, I'm very surprised.
I went across the river. Okay. But as we're crossing the river, because our plan is just cross river, get gas, and boom, we're out.
Oh, you take the California or the...
Usually when I cross over and go back, I head out that way down through the towns and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, we forgot our stuff, set a whip around, went back, throw our stuff in the truck and then leave.
My favorite part. This is usually it was doing trophies Sunday and then getting in the pool, mm-hmm. doing pina coladas type thing. That was like my thing. Now, and then it was also waking up when we had the show Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday morning I would leave, was go over to the Mexican spot and get the breakfast burrito.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that place closed for a while, so I was like super bummed. I couldn't get my morning breakfast burrito. Well, they reopened under the same owner's daughter or son or someone opened it. And yeah, so like Sunday morning I was eating my breakfast burrito and I was like, this whole thing is now complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just taking off.
Yeah, just taking off and just like Sunday home by like 2, you know, like it was, that's the way to go. Friday, come get there Thursday night and be home by Sunday.
I think that's the move. I definitely think that's a move. Cause like it felt like going, cause I think I was still under that older mentality of that, you know, but getting there Friday and still want to have fun with everybody and ramp ourselves up as well as filming and rolling in and then setting up the booth on Friday, at least the easy ups, and then doing the show on Saturday and go. I felt a little rushed. So I think next year, come in Thursday, maybe that's the night that we get all of our stuff done and then the rest of the weekend chill, you know?
Yeah. I honestly think that's really the way that it's going to go from now on. And I never realized this cause I haven't had a job in so long. Like, it's hard to get the end of the week off and the beginning of the week off.
Right.
So when
right.
you have to stay till Sunday to awards at 1:30, 2:00, it's hard to, your checkout's at 11. So you're either mm-hmm. staying an extra night or you're bringing all your luggage down, putting it in your truck, waiting for awards, then loading up and then going home.
Right. Right.
So a lot of people were staying Sunday night till Monday, but I kind of understand that it works better like this.
I think so. I was like, from like a vendor booth kind of perspective, it was like, oh man, we don't get to have that extra day, but it doesn't really matter. You know, it all works out really well. And it was cool. Yeah. Yeah, thanks to everybody who stopped by the booth and got merch and stuff. It was great.
Yeah.
I kind of like,
No, go ahead.
I was just like a little unprepared just because, you know, the weeks leading up to the show, I was working on other projects. No regret shirts. But I was working on other projects and I couldn't fill a couple of things that I was missing. So a lot of the time over the weekend, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have that. Oh, that, and we don't have that. So
you almost need to, like, any customer jobs, take the week before the show off and just be like, if I can't get it done by this time, I can't get it done until after the show.
Yeah, I know. I think I need to start saying that, you know, because between January and May, like, it's a lot of stuff going on. Because
that's what I got all my edits and everything done the week before that Friday, like, finished the mini truck revival video, showcase video, got all that done. And then I was like, okay, I am not working on any work stuff until after I get home from the show. Mm-hmm. So it gave me that time to, like, just prepare for the show, get loaded up, get stocked up, like get everything done. And I wasn't in a rush. So,
yeah, that's cool. Did you get your patio finished?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, so that'll be my job the next couple of days.
Oh, because that was the last episode because we recorded on a Monday that week and you were trying to get it done.
I tried. I got
didn't make it.
60 more pavers to lay.
Jeez.
And then, I might sub out the turf.
Oh,
there's a mini truck guy and I'll have to look up his name. Forgive me if you listen to this. But I had met him, and they own a landscaping company.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was like, well, let me
kids home.
I was like, I might have you do the turf.
That's cool.
So
cool. Well, yeah, man, everything was great. 100th episode. We are here.
We're here.
We're not stopping.
No.
Are we going to call this the are we going to tease a little bit? This is the end?
I don't know. There's three topics to this. There's the April Fool's, the end topic. There's the 100th anniversary and forbidden. What do we call this?
It's the end.
It's the end.
I like
this
it.
This is the end.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Of the first chapter.
This is the end of the 100th episode.
This is the end of the 100th episode. And and we'll see you in episode 101.
Yeah. And I have, if anyone wants more or event t-shirts and you weren't at the event, there are sizes on the Grindr. I put them on the Grindr TV website. So
cool. Awesome. Yep. Great. Also, livelifecustom.com, Grindr-TV.com. We're giving away some ViAir dual pack.
What are we giving those away?
I don't know. We've been so wrapped up in all this other stuff.
We should give them away at the end of this month.
This month. May? Or March?
Yeah, because we can do it. We can roll right into audio giveaways the next month.
We'll talk about that after the episode.
We're giving, they'll be available after this month.
Okay. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Later. Bye.